pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, if you would like to get a gift card or a gift certificate for someone that you'd love to give these treatments to, they have a Trucker Randy discount for new listeners to the show. If you've never been there before, they offer a two-pack, two visits of the laser light therapy treatment sessions. Whatever's ailing you, whatever part of the body hurts, Stacy will take care of it for $99. So if you want to do a last-minute Christmas shopping purchase, simply give them a call right now, today, Tuesday, 231-627-4300. They'll take your information over the phone. They'll give it to you in writing. They can probably send you an email, get you something to be able to give to somebody, stocking stuffer or a gift to try it out for their pain at a discounted price. Just mention you heard Stacy on the radio with Trucker Randy, and you'll get the Trucker Randy discount. Two visits for only $99. One of the things that I've been following is this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and how she's weaponized her office going after Republicans, not going after the Democrats. Now, I got a couple of text messages that basically says, well, maybe Dana didn't get her cut. She didn't get her portion of the kickback, so she's going after the MEDC over the Faye Baydoun $20 million grant. Well, she's got her own problems now that are surfacing. And I talked about this yesterday. I saw the breaking news story that the House Oversight Committee, State Representative Jay DeBoyer is the chair of that committee, had a hearing talking about the Attorney General Dana Nessel and her lack of investigating certain cases. Not only does she not bring charges, but she doesn't even investigate. She turns it down. So I've got a story here that I'm going to try to share with you. This is Charlie LaDuff in his studio. He does a blog video that he does still investigative reporting down in the Detroit area. He used to be, I believe it was NBC's network, WDIV, or maybe it was WJBK, CBS. Anyway, he used to be local news, investigative reporter, and now he's kind of cut back a little bit and has gone on his own. So we'll get this queued up and make sure that this is playing properly. And let's see. Okay, here we go.
Dingbat Attorney General Dana Nessel. It's all true. It's all coming to a head. There's a little tease. Watch.
I've spent my career defending the rights of our most vulnerable.
I've always said Attorney General Dana Nessel's actions are contemptible, but now it's official.
And I am not a judge, but this certainly seems like a dereliction of duty with a very vulnerable adult.
After violating not one, but two conflict of interest ethical firewalls,
the motion prevailed.
The Michigan House Oversight Committee held her in contempt and issued her office subpoenas for refusing to cooperate. She didn't even bother to show up to the hearing. which had an empty chair with her nameplate. Why? Because one case involves her friend, Tracy Kornack, who's accused of ripping off an old lady while in charge of her finances.
The attorney general claims that she has no knowledge of this case because of the firewall, and that's why she's not here today. That is a clear lie by our attorney general.
Emails show Nessel personally intervened, letting Kornack off the hook to continue doing it.
It seems that instead of protecting Mrs. Bird, Dana Nessel was protecting Kornack.
The other case involved wrongdoing by none other than Nessel's wife, Elena McGuire. In that one, Nessel actually called Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to take back a criminal referral, which isn't legal, and Benson agreed to do it.
That's a collusive act. That's one department head calling the other department head saying, hey, I need your department to act the way I want so potentially my wife doesn't get prosecuted.
This is one Tuesday I'm never going to forget. What happens next? I'll see you on the next Tuesday.
Okay, let me explain in some detail. It's important. This is kind of historic. Attorney General Dana Nessel was held in contempt of the House of Representatives after she blew off a subpoena. Remember I told you about that? Which compelled her to explain her role in the financial abuse of an elderly and incapacitated woman. As you saw, the House Oversight Committee voted 10-6 to refer the charges to the House as a whole. If convicted, Nessel could technically be jailed and would only be the second time in the history of the great state of Michigan that a statewide elected official was held in contempt. Dana Nessel used the power of her office to manipulate possible criminal cases against people she had relations with. That's what Jade DeBoer, chairman of the Oversight Committee, said yesterday. As the most powerful law enforcement officer in the state, Nessel stepped around ethical rules to benefit those personally close to her. The hearing was something like a criminal trial in absentia. Legislators grilled an empty chair and nameplate carrying the attorney general's name. This caused some temporary confusion since the chair seemed to possess the same IQ as Nessel herself. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Guys are laughing in the studio.
In a crisp and precise presentation, investigators for the committee, wow, man, they laid out two cases involving Nessel, which can best be characterized as obstruction of justice. In the first, Nessel was shown to have crossed an ethical firewall that was to prohibit her involvement in her office's criminal investigation of a friend. That friend, as you all know, is Tracy Kornack, a slip and fall lawyer and treasurer of the state Democratic Party at the time. She was accused by a whistleblower, Joe LeBlanc, of using the identity of her elderly client, Rose Bird, and the tax ID number of the nursing home where Bird lived to commit insurance fraud. Nessel was obligated to stay out of it, but she didn't. According to emails presented at the hearing, Nessel told her staff that Kornack needed the case wrapped up because Governor Gretchen Whitmer, also a friend of Kornack's, was considering a judicial appointment for Kornack. The next day, Nessel's staff gave the active criminal case file to Kornack, who was the suspect in that criminal case. 2 weeks later, the case was officially closed. After Nessel's office shut down the case against Kornack, the Kent County Sheriff's Office opened its own. And what did the sheriff find? It found more than $100,000 missing from the old woman's bank account before the insurance scam ever came to light. It is recommended charges of embezzlement and identity theft against Kornack, felonies that carry sentences of 20 and 15 years. Kornack is also under investigation by the Allegan County Probate Court for billing the old woman nearly $100,000 after she died this year. So she's getting her before, was getting her during, getting her after. And Bird's probate case file is a handwritten note. Do we have that, Mark?
Yeah, I'll put it up.
It's from 2019, where the old woman accused Kornack of theft and asked that Kornack be banished from her life. I just want to look at that. It's in cursive. It's in block letters. It has the vibe of like a 7-year-old. It really made me sad to see this. It really made me sad to see that even the old woman with some brain damage knew. But back then, the old probate judge didn't allow it, and Nessel's investigators never found the note. How do you not find the note? It stinks to high heaven, DeBoyer said. In all of this, the only person who was interviewed by Nessel's office was Cornack. In a second case, investigators showed committee members how Nessel had yet again jumped an ethical firewall, this time involving her wife, Elena McGuire. McGuire and her associates were subjects of a criminal referral to Nessel's office by, wait for it, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. That referral accused them of campaign finance fraud involving a gay rights ballot initiative. You guys remember One Finger Freddy? McGuire was co-chair of that ballot committee called Fair and Equal Michigan. Side note here, investigators reminded the committee that a nearly identical criminal referral was made against a conservative group trying to strip Whitmer of her COVID emergency powers. Nessel charged two people in that case, and that case is currently in the courts, but not the one with her wife. Again, there was an ethical firewall constructed, and Nessel jumped it. Documents showed at the hearing that Nessel and Benson had agreed to make the criminal referral against McGuire go away. Now, I'm going to quote emails here between Nessel's people and Benson's people. Quote, I was informed by the attorney general that she reached out directly to the secretary and that the secretary agreed to take this matter back for further review, wrote Danielle Hageman Clark, Nessel's criminal bureau chief. She wrote that to Benson's chief legal counsel, Mike Brady, to which Brady responded, thank you for the heads up. I will let the secretary know about our legal analysis that we lack any legal authority to take back or restart that effort, meaning they couldn't do it. Brady soon found himself on the unemployment line, according to DeBoyer. Now, Nessel's contempt charges were being drafted yesterday afternoon, and articles of impeachment may soon follow, DeBoyer told me. And impeachment should be the least of it.
Folks, this is going to be pursued by the House Republicans when they get back in the session on January 6th. I reached out, spoke with Jay directly, and impeachment articles against Dana Nessel is something that they are definitely going to pursue in the State House. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this Charlie LaDuff investigative report, along with the facts of the case. Very interesting that the House Oversight Committee, Chairman Jay DeBoyer, Angela Regas, I know Angela way back before she even got elected to be a state representative. She used to be a hairdresser. She owned a shop. She used to do haircuts and women's hair. Do you guys remember the lockdown, the China virus lockdown? Carl Mankey, the barber in Owosso, stayed open basically to serve his customers and to be able to, you know, afford his food, his rent, his building there in Owosso. Remember they did the Operation Haircut at the state capitol, where other beauticians and barbers all came with their stools, their capes, their combs, their brushes, their scissors, and they cut hair for free. Angela Regas was one of those beauticians that came and cut hair with Carl Mankey. She was actually given a ticket for violating the governor's executive orders. Carl was charged with and was shut down, threatened with jail time if he didn't close his barbershop. Well, now Angela Regas is a state representative and she sits on the House Oversight Committee with Jay DeBoyer, who's the chair. And for these two specific cases not to be investigated by Dana Nessel is a problem. When the story broke yesterday, I didn't have all the details, but when it broke during the show yesterday, it was very clear and obvious to me that they are going to do something about this when they get back in session. This is unacceptable partisan favoritism by the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan. Case still pending going forward against Lee Chatfield, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican, but yet she doesn't investigate her wife. And did you hear what Charlie said in that piece? Fair and equal Michigan? was doing the push for the LGBT ballot proposal. At the same time, Republicans, led by then Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, used a group similar to Dana Nessel's Wives group to collect signatures to put it on the ballot to repeal the governor's abilities to shut down our state via the Detroit Riot Act of 1945. They ended up doing it legislatively, but yet Dana Nessel prosecuted two Republicans that were part of that ballot petition drive when she did not investigate her own wife doing it for the LGBT effort. Charlie mentioned it in the story. You see, the thing you have to understand, favoritism is not acceptable and should not be tolerated when it comes to law. Lady Justice has blinders on. You don't get to look at who the complaints are filed against and then decide selectively whether you're going to investigate, number one, and definitely, number two, whether you're going to bring charges. But this is exactly the motive operandi of this current Attorney General, Dana Nessel. So Lansing wondering about her political future, what she's going to do in 2026. Is she going to run for office? Is she going to run for U.S. Senate? Is she going to run for Congress? What is she going to do? Well, she may be defending herself in impeachment charges brought by the House Republicans. This is the problem we've had with this Attorney General her entire time in office as our top law enforcement officer, Attorney General of the state of Michigan. And the Republicans are on it. Angela Regas, Jay DeBoyer, and other Republicans voted 10-6 to find her in contempt of that subpoena. Now, let's wait and see if she shows up for the next hearing. Because if she doesn't, I think that's going to be the trigger for the House Republicans to bring articles of impeachment against her. And of course, the Democrats are claiming that this is just political theater. It's a nothing burger, but the Republicans are just making a big issue out of this heading into 2026. Well, we'll see. And we'll see if she shows up for the next hearing. And again, if she doesn't, I think articles of impeachment are going to be filed. This is very, very interesting story. Good work, Charlie LaDuff. I appreciate the video. I posted it on my Twitter X account. If you like it, just text me X, and I'll send you the link. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis.